from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We look forward to this challenge of playing the Ravens. They're a heck of a football team. John does a great job along with his coaches of preparing their guys, and we know that it'll be a battle royal. I mean, it's one of those games, and we've played over the years, and it's always a knockdown dragout. So this won't be any different. We're glad that we have an opportunity to play here at Arrowhead GEH Field, and we know the fans will be loud and aggressive. We've got to make sure that we take care of our business as a football team and eliminate those early season mistakes that take place with every team. You've got to make sure that you limit those and hang on to the football. Fumbles are always up early in the season. You've got to make sure you take care of the ball and all those fundamentals that we've talked about during training camp and you guys have asked me about. We've got to make sure we have those down pat by the time we get there. So anyways, with that, time's yours.
Coach, we'll go first to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy, how you doing today?
Doing good, Adam. Thank you.
Good. We have not had a chance to talk to you since Juju and Samaje Perine came on board. Sure. Just what you liked about those two guys and how you see their fit and your plans for them. And Kelsey, I'll have another question as well.
Yeah, Samaje is the newest member. We all know what he did to us when he was at Cincinnati with that screenplay. But Samaje's done this over his career, where he's been a phenomenal third down back, but he's also a good runner. And I think that he's really a good person. I mean, that word has traveled around the National Football League on what kind of guy he is, and locker room guy and so on. So we welcome that. But the opportunity to have a guy in here that can do the run game and the pass game, I think he's a good, well-rounded football player that's extremely intelligent, that is a great addition that Brett added to it. To the team. And then with Juju, we welcome Juju back with open arms. He's healthy and ready to go. He had the knee before, but we were able to manage that. We'll continue to manage it. He looks great right now. And he jumped right back in and had some good practice for us. So it's just a matter of him getting banged around a little bit and having not been in camp, so he'll get all that as the season goes. But it's good to have him back in the mix there for sure.
Yeah, and you talked a minute ago about injuries, but now that you're less than a week out, I wanted to ask you about Hollywood. Do you see much realistic chance that he could still practice on Sunday and then play on?
I don't think you'll have Hollywood this week. So. Yeah, Hollywood won't be back this week, and we'll just see how it goes. But the kid's amazing. I mean, his progress has been incredible. So, but I wouldn't predict him being there this week.
We'll go next to Sam McDowell.
Hey, Andy. And Kelsey, I had a couple things too. Just with Juju in the mix and just your keeping seven wide receivers, not obviously you just mentioned Hollywood's not going to be playing next Thursday, but with the six guys, is there going to be intent on trying to get everyone in the mix, everyone in the offense, or do you see maybe more value in trying to establish kind of a top three, four to get some chemistry with Patrick?
Yeah, I think all of them have that. The obviously one that is unknown is Worthy, having not played in a NFL game, a real NFL game, other than a preseason game with them and practice. So, what I've seen is they have a pretty good thing going, and we'll just see how it goes when things are flying here, fast and furious. But the other guys, he's got a history with and knows and trusts.
You kind of touched on my second thing, but just Xavier, from the time you got him, obviously he didn't participate much in the summer with the injury he was going through, but from the time you opened camp to game day week here, I mean, what have you seen just from his growth and how comfortable are you with his readiness?
Yeah, Sam, I think he's he wants to do the right thing, so he spends a lot of time with Pat and the other receivers, the veteran guys, just figuring out what Pat's expecting or where he needs to be or what the coaches are asking him to do. He's not afraid to ask, and then he's been willing to try everything. So whether it's an inside route, one of those intermediate routes or long routes, he's been very willing to get in there and mix it up. So I like what I've seen. I just, like any rookie that's coming into this thing, you want to see how they do in the games, but you know, you'd think he'd probably do okay.
Thanks, Annie.
Yeah.
We'll go next to Matt Derrick. Matt?
Hey, Coach, this is a little bit of a different one because the NFL this year has decided that they're going to have those live interviews with coaches during every game. Have you done, have you prepared for who's going to be doing that and made a plan for how you're going to handle those interviews and kind of what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I'm not very good during games on interviews. So I'm sure I'm not going to tickle anybody's fancy there with these interviews. I've got to do it. I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm an NFL team guy, so I'm going to do it, but don't expect much.
We'll go next to Pete Sweeney.
Coach, just a follow-up to Adam for me. Do you anticipate Juju and P. Ryan to have enough time here to be available on Thursday night?
I think, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think so. I've just got to see with P. Ryan on where he's at and picking everything up. And I'm not going to put him in a bad position, obviously, but I think he's going to be fine. He's been in here cranking away, so we'll see how everything goes.
We'll go next to Todd Lebo. Todd?
Coach, a couple of quick questions here. Number one, where are you, right now, your comfort factor with your entire roster? Do you feel like you've got what you need to get this thing going?
Yeah, I think Brett and his guys have done a great job with this whole thing. And excuse me, practice squad included there. So I know there'll be changes as things go on. I get all that, but I like what we've got here, and we've just got to. The bottom line is you've got to do it and play now. So it's not going to change that much from what you have right now. So, but we've got to make sure that we get in and practice and go through that whole process and really focus in on the Ravens. So we'll have a chance to do that starting tomorrow.
We'll close things out here with Nick Jacobs.
Andy, with the new guys that are on the roster that weren't a part of the AFC Championship or kind of the pageantry of opening night and everything, what do you kind of tell them to kind of get their mindset to, so they can create that tempo that you guys are used to on game one?
Yeah, always your focus on the Ravens. The Ravens are over on the other side going, you know, all right, this is all great, but we're here to kick your tail. And so you don't ever forget that. You can enjoy whatever you want to enjoy, but normally before a game, as players and coaches, you're not enjoying a whole lot of the pageantry. You just want to get out and play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.